The NBA season officially got underway Tuesday night. The Miami Heat celebrated their second straight NBA championship by distributing rings and raising the title banner before facing the Chicago Bulls. Miami then built a 54-33 halftime lead in a 107-95 win over the Bulls. Miami scored 37 points in the second quarter alone, more than Chicago accumulated the entire first half. LeBron James had a team-high 17 points and Chris Bosh added 16. Bulls guard Derrick Rose finished with 12 points in his first game since missing all of last season because of knee surgery. Elsewhere, the Los Angeles Lakers did just fine without injured Kobe Bryant, blowing out the Clippers in the fourth quarter of a 116-103 win at Staples Center. The Lakers trailed by 4 before outscoring the Clippers 41-24 in the final period. That was Doc Rivers' debut as coach of the Clippers. And the Pacers won 97-87 over Orlando. Paul George scored 24 points and Roy Hibbert grabbed 16 rebounds. The Boston Red Sox are home at last and hoping to win the World Series tonight at Fenway Park. They lead the St. Louis Cardinals 3-2. Shane Victorino is expected to be back in right field. Victorino missed games 4 and 5 with a back ailment. Game 6 starts at 8:07 p.m. Also, the Cardinals arrived late last night in Boston after mechanical issues kept the plane on the runway in St. Louis for 7 hours. The team switched planes and finally took off around 8 p.m. Checking news on the ice, the New York Rangers topped the New York Islanders 3-2. It was New Jersey over Tampa Bay 2-1. Anaheim beat Philadelphia 3-2. Montreal defeated Dallas 2-1. Chicago 6, Ottawa 5. St. Louis won against Winnipeg 3-2. Toronto shut out Edmonton 4-0. And Phoenix edged Los Angeles 3-1. In the NFL, Nick Foles passed a concussion test in practice with the Philadelphia Eagles. With Michael Vick sidelined by a hamstring injury, Foles will likely start for the Eagles at Oakland Sunday, unless he has a setback in his recovery. And the New England Patriots acquired Isaac Sopa-Aga from the Philadelphia Eagles. Jared Crowfoot, WAMC News.